is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, we now have the breaking news on our Montana Talks website. We now have a very good candidate for Chief Justice of the Montana Supreme Court. I just shared the news on our Montana Talks website. Yeah, Corey Swanson, great guy. I've known Corey Swanson for a number of years. Not only is he the Broadwater County Attorney, he's a former Deputy Attorney General for the state of Montana. He's also now the Vice President for the Montana County Attorneys Association. So he's a currently serving prosecutor who's had some high-profile cases to prosecute as well. But he's also a full bird colonel in the Montana Army National Guard and led the 163rd Combined Arms Battalion on a couple of different occasions for several years, including on their latest deployment to the Middle East. So great guy, a great Montana family from the Highline originally. But he just announced, and we've got the breaking news on our Montana Talks website, that he is going to be seeking the position of Chief Justice on the Montana Supreme Court. That is the seat that is being vacated by former Democrat Attorney General Mike McGrath, who is currently serving as the Chief Justice on the Montana Supreme Court. And so having great candidates like Corey Swanson is very good news because, you know, as we've been talking about on this show, what's our biggest challenge right now politically in Montana? Well, aside from, you know, the train wreck known as Liberal Senator John Tester, it is our biased left-wing agenda-driven courts. And not just at the federal level, but the radical left-wing agenda of the liberal mob running our Montana Supreme Court. And basically, you've got a bunch of activist judges and justices who are abusing their positions of power to push their radical left-wing agenda. We just saw it once again earlier this week where they rejected a coal mine permit, where they're you know, playing their role in trying to shut down the Rosebud coal mine. And so it's just yet another, you know, left-wing decision coming out of the liberal mob majority on the Montana Supreme Court. And so, you know, we've got two opportunities coming up in 2024 in the year ahead to finally restore fairness and integrity and justice on our Montana Supreme Court, to try to move that court in a more balanced direction here. But that takes good candidates who are going to go out there and put the work in. And so, yeah, Corey Swanson just announced the big news, the Broadwater County Attorney, that he is going to be seeking that Chief Justice slot in the Montana Supreme Court. Check out that story and more of his background, MontanaTalks.com. Hey, we got the phone lines open for you this 8 o'clock hour of the show. Anything and everything you want to talk about. I want to start with this story that I would have talked about yesterday, but of course it was Giving Tuesday yesterday, so we spared a lot of the political commentary so that we could do our special radiothon for Giving Tuesday yesterday. But now we're going to jump right back into it. Yeah, did you see this Breitbart news story? Media triggered over kid in blackface and native headdress in the stands at a Kansas City Chiefs game. Wait till you hear this story. And it was written by a guy, no joke, named Karen. Spelled with a C, though. Different spelling. A big thanks to everybody who donated, who contributed, who supported our Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon on Tuesday's Montana Talks coming up on Monday. We're back to taking your phone calls and much more. We've got Attorney General Austin Knutson in the house with us for the first half of the program. Then we open up the phone lines to anything and everything you want to talk about. The show is called Montana Talks for a reason, because it's the show where you get to talk and be heard all across Montana. We take it statewide from 9 to 10 every Monday through Friday right here.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
The guy's name is Karen. The reporter's name is Karen. Don't worry, Mom, though. It's a different spelling. It's like C-A-R-R-O-N. It's not Karen with a K, so don't worry about that one, Mom. No, this guy's name is Karen, and this guy wrote an article for a left-wing media outfit called Deadspin. And he put a lot of spin on this story. So there's this kid. He was at a Kansas City Chiefs game. Now, they weren't at their home stadium. They were in Las Vegas. This little kid, I don't know how old he is, 6 years old, 9 years old, little kid wearing a Travis Kelce jersey. I had this story in my stack of stuff yesterday, but obviously we were doing our radiothon for Giving Tuesday, so we didn't get to a lot of this political stuff yesterday. But this little kid is wearing a Chiefs jersey. He's got an Indian headdress on, and for the Chiefs game, and then he's got face paint on his face. Well, this left wing author of this column for Deadspin, and then there were other liberal reporters who attacked and criticized this little kid. After his image showed up on national TV. But Breitbart News has this headline: media triggered over kid in blackface and native headdress in stands at Kansas City Chiefs game. And this is a part of what this left-wing commentator named Karen with a C had to say. Quote, it takes a lot to disrespect two groups of people at once. But on Sunday afternoon in Las Vegas, a Kansas City Chiefs fan found a way to hate black people and the Native American at the same time. So this guy proceeds to attack this little kid for getting dressed up for his Kansas City Chiefs game. Now, here's the thing. Okay, well, I'll get to the face paint here in just a second. But why is he wearing the number 87 jersey? Because he looks up to and he admires and he is a big fan of Travis Kelce, right? That's his name. Yeah, he's the guy dating Taylor Swift that they've all been talking about, right? Okay, so he's wearing it because he loves that football player and he loves this football team. Why is he wearing a Native American headdress? Well, probably not just because he loves his team, but also why is he wearing Travis Kelce's jersey? Because he looks up to and admires the team. Anybody ever think that maybe he's wearing that because he also looks up to and admires Native Americans and Native American history? No. We never think to even ask that question. They just want to attack a little kid and call him some racist because of what he's wearing. But here's where the story really just gets pathetic. So to attack this little kid, they're claiming that he was wearing blackface. And so they show this photo of the kid, the screenshot from the football game, the Chiefs Raiders game. And they only show the side view with his face painted black. But what they didn't show their viewers or their readers was the other side of his face that was painted red. So when I saw this story, I can't remember if it was Monday morning or yesterday morning, when I first saw this story, I was like, this is so stupid. I mean, Raiders fans, now the Las Vegas Raiders, back in the day when they were when they were still in California, Raiders fans have always been wild. Raiders fans paint their faces all the time. Raiders fans, I mean, just do a quick little search on your smartphone or on your computer right now and look up images of Raiders football fans. All of their faces are painted black and white. Maybe it's tiger stripes. Maybe it's half and half, just like this little kid did. So are all of these Raiders fans racist and white supremacist because they paint their faces black and white? Of course they are. But here they go. They attack this little kid, and they basically don't even show the full story in order to justify attacking a little kid. Listen to the point that Jesse Waters made last night on his program.
All right, so let me get this straight. The left says boys can dress up as girls, but they can't dress up as Indians. Would it have been okay if this little boy was an Indian princess? And he can wear a dress, but he can't wear a headdress? That doesn't make any sense. And the left says little boys can wear makeup, right? But they can't wear face paint. What if the little boy said it was just blush and mascara? Would that have been okay? So little boys can dress up as Vikings, pirates, cowboys, and cowgirls, apparently. Leprechauns, go Celtics, but not an American Indian. I mean, my kids get their faces painted at birthday parties. Is there a color scheme that we need to run by male Karen before? I think male Karen needs to leave this child alone and worry about his own children, if he has any. At least this little boy's dad's taking his son to a game and spending quality time together, which is a lot more than we can say about a lot of fathers in this country whose faces are all types of colors.
Yeah, anyway, great point there. As he was taking the heat, bringing the heat to the male Karen. The reporter, the liberal reporter's name is actually Karen, with a C, C-A-R-R-O-N, at that joke Deadspin website that's got egg all over their face right now. I just hope it's not painted a certain color. Would that be racist if the eggs? Anyway, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. I forget where I saw this. I don't know if it was at thefederalist.com. Somebody wrote a column. I think it was at thefederalist.com, and I agree with them. That I hope this little kid, you know, just like the Kentucky Covington Catholic school kids sued the pants off of these liberal media outlets when they attacked them for their red MAGA hats, I hope this little kid sues the pants off of these liberal media outlets at the same time. Definitely justified. All right, back with your calls and more right after this. Hey, if you don't have the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, you got to do it, because you know those liberals at Facebook don't want you to see the content that we're producing. Montana Talks, download the app.
News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL, your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, when I was talking about the Las Vegas Raiders football team there, I got to leave the sports coverage to the sports reporters and the sports commentators. I just don't watch as much sports on TV like I used to back in the day. It's just a little too politicized anymore. I mean, if we want to talk politics, let's talk politics. But why did the NFL have to become so politicized? But anyway, I didn't want to, if you heard me hesitate there when I was talking about the Raiders fans, I was trying to think, okay, were they the L.A. Raiders? Were they the Oakland Raiders? I think they were both, but I figured I'd wait till the break to confirm before I spouted it out over the air. I didn't want to have another Ichiro Suzuki movement there, is that his name, by the way? The guy that played for the for Seattle, for the Mariners. I almost said Seattle Marlins there for a second. He did play for the Marlins, but he also played for the Mariners. But anyway, we were talking the other day about this story where Ichiro, this Japanese baseball legend, is really trying to encourage women and girls in Japan to take up the sport of baseball. And so he was the pitcher, and he was playing in this baseball game against women in Japan, against these girls in Japan, and he did not let up. He was bringing the heat. He didn't care if he was playing young ladies or not, he was bringing the heat. So this guy pitched a no-hitter. And so I had mentioned on the air that, you know, that Ichiro, you know, was a pitcher, right, for the Seattle, not Marlins, but Mariners. And, of course, you know, one of our listeners in Great Falls says, Aaron, he wasn't a pitcher. He was an outfielder. So think about that. You know, we can't talk about biological differences between men and women in sports, because the left wants to take away women's sports. They want to take away opportunities for women and girls in sports. So we have to pretend that biology doesn't matter. Here you got the guy who was the outfielder pitching against the women, and he pitches a no-hitter. Now you might say, oh, well, you know, I think, weren't they teenagers? Well, you remember when a bunch of teenage boys down in Texas played soccer against Megan Rapinoe in the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. The teenage boys destroyed the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. The best of the best in women's soccer got destroyed by a bunch of teenage boys. But the left wants you to pretend that biology doesn't matter, and that boys and men can identify as girls and as women and take away opportunities from the ladies out there. But anyway, back to the whole L.A. versus Oakland thing. Yeah, I looked it up, and okay, I was going off of memory, but memory served me well there. The Raiders, they were the L.A. Raiders when I was a kid in the 1980s and was collecting as many football cards and baseball cards as I could back then. And then, in 95, they moved back to Oakland. So then they were the Oakland Raiders. And then a few years later, they, in 2020, they moved the franchise to Las Vegas. I don't know. It sounds like people are loving having them down in Las Vegas. So it sounds like a lot of Montanans will make it down there, too. There's some easy flights to get back and forth. But anyway, I was thinking of Oakland, you know, and the crazy Oakland Raiders fans from back in the day, and now those same crazy Raiders fans show up in Las Vegas. But when we talk about crazy folks in Oakland, California, we're not just talking about, you know, some football fans having a good time, you know, painting their face black and white. But listen to the crazy in Oakland, California. This was from a Oakland City Council meeting. When was this? I think maybe Monday night, maybe Tuesday night. KTOP was streaming the special Oakland City Council meeting. Yashar Ali shared this via X.com, via Twitter. Last night, the Oakland City Council, so this would, I think, would have been two nights ago, the Oakland City Council voted on a resolution to call for a ceasefire. This was a resolution. The Oakland City Council, not dealing with all the crime in Oakland, not dealing with the purge. You know, not only did they lose the Raiders football team, but think about how many other businesses Oakland has probably lost in the midst of their crime spree with these liberal prosecutors and these liberal government leaders that they've had there. So instead of dealing with a crime surge and a loss of businesses like the Oakland Raiders, the Oakland City Council is voting on a resolution to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. And apparently one of the city council members tried to insert language condemning Hamas, the Hamas terrorists who brutally slaughtered innocent women and children. I mean, they were putting babies into ovens and cooking them in front of their family members. It's how despicable these Hamas terrorists are. And yet, look at the reaction from these left-wing activists at this Oakland City Council meeting. Here you go. This is from the public stream of that city council meeting.
There's not been beheadings of babies and rapings. Israel murdered their own people on October 7th.
Calling Hamas a terrorist organization is ridiculous, racist, and plays into genocidal propaganda that is flooding our media and that we should be doing everything possible to combat.
I support the right of Palestinians to resist occupation, including through Hamas, the armed wing of the unified Palestinian resistance.
As an Arab, asking with this context to condemn Hamas is very anti-Arab racist.
The notion that this was a massacre of Jews is a fabricated narrative. Many of those killed on October 7th,
Your time is up.
Including children, were killed by the IDF. An amendment condemning Hamas is bald propaganda meant to...
Thank you. Your time is up.
To hear them complain about Hamas violence is like listening to a wife beater complain when his wife finally stands up and fights back.
Question. Did anyone else notice that those who oppose this resolution are old white supremacists?
There's been a lot of atrocity propaganda ranging from claims of beheaded babies to mass rape.
Hamas is not a terrorist organization just because the U.S. and Israel deems it so. Hamas is a resistance organization that is fighting for the liberation of Palestinian people and their land.
These people are absolutely nuts. There is no reasoning with these people. I was thinking about this when, remember during the Cat Grizz game in Missoula when, you know, there was a fog over the stadium. And so the fans at the stadium didn't see it until the fog lifted around 3:45 in the afternoon. But some left-wing nut jobs in Missoula, Montana, turned the M above the stadium, the M above Missoula, into a Palestinian flag-colored M. And I honestly want to go talk to the people that did that in Missoula and say, okay, are you watching the release of hostages right now? Are you seeing who is being released for both sides? By the way, the woman with her face all disfigured who was released by the Israelis back to the Palestinians in Gaza, her face didn't get disfigured by the Israelis. Her face got disfigured by the bomb that she was planting. And so the Palestinians are cheering as suicide bombers, as terrorists get released. Meanwhile, who are the Gaza Hamas terrorists releasing back to Israel? Little kids and women. And I want to be like, do you guys see what's happening? And are you not ashamed for the fact of what you did to the M above the Cat Grizz game now as you see what's happening? And I just think there's no reasoning with these people. There is no logic behind their hatred for the Jews, their hatred for American foreign policy. And just like these nut jobs at the Oakland City Council, I mean, to sit there and say that calling Hamas a terrorist group and condemning Hamas is anti-Arab racist. Hamas is a terrorist organization that slaughtered 1,400 innocent people, including women and children. I mean, there's no logic, no reasoning whatsoever. Let's get into the phone lines here, 406-294-0970. JJ in Kalispell, thanks for the phone call. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. I just read an article in Gateway Pundit about the little boy and the Native American address. He is, it turns out, he is actually a full-blooded Native American of the Chumash tribe out of California.
Oh, really?
His grandfather sits on the tribal council. And the boy has actually kind of become an icon at the game, so everybody likes to get their pictures taken with him and all that. So, you know, this woke, politically correct BS is, they're eating themselves, you know?
Oh, man. Okay, I'm pulling this up now. The GatewayPundit.com, great conservative blog here. Plot twist. Young Chiefs fan falsely accused of wearing blackface by Deadspin writer has been revealed, and there's a huge twist to the story. Oh, man, I got to read this. I got to read this one here. That, you know, why is that not surprising? Why is it not surprising that they would attack an actual Native American for wearing Native regalia, but by golly, Elizabeth Warren is a saint to these people? who lied about being Native American. But this actual Native American kid, nope, you better not wear Native American regalia. You racist.
Yep.
You racist little boy. Good night.
Yeah, you know, there are arguments against cultural appropriation. You know, you can't wear a sombrero if you're not Latino, or, you know, what about all the white folks that have cornrows? And, you know, it's just so ridiculous. It's so over the top.
Yeah. Yeah, here's another. Here he is. He's doing the chant, too, you know, when they do the... it says here he's a California native, Holden Armenta. His grandfather belongs to the Chumash tribe. Is that how you pronounce it? The Chiefs,
that's how I pronounce it.
Even the Chiefs players loved him, it says here on this thing. Oh, man. Oh, you just made my day. JJ, thanks for calling in. Stick around if you want, JJ. We got to hit our hard break, but I'm glad we got to you before the break. Stand by, JJ, if you want to share more, or if you want to jump in on the conversation, you can. 406-294-0970.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I think we definitely found today's Oh, for Pete's sake. It's our Oh, for Pete's sake moment for today. Now, I'm assuming this story is accurate here because the Gateway Pundit is, it's a reputable conservative blog. They almost always get it right, and I'm assuming if they get it wrong, they'll do a quick correction. Unlike most in the fake news media like CNN, that they will get the story wrong again and again and again and again, and then they'll just move on like nothing ever happened. I mean, like the Russia hoax, they got that. How many Trump stories did they get wrong? And they ran with it, and then they just moved on to another fake news series of propaganda and just act like nothing ever happened. But anyway, plot twist. young Chiefs fan falsely accused of wearing blackface by Deadspin writer has been revealed, and there's a huge twist to the story. Thanks to JJ in Kalispell for calling in. Nicole in Columbus says she was already tracking as well. She sent us a message on the app. I didn't see it till after we talked with JJ, but she says this. Holden, the KFC fan, that's a, wait, KFC, is that, maybe that was a spell check correct there. She's picking up lunch for all her boys right now. Holden, the Kansas City fan, the KC fan at the game, is Native American. So if anyone has the right to dress as an American Indian, it's one who is. This is out of hand. Just like the Redskins having their name changed, if you ask the Native American people, most feel valued and respected for having a team named after them. Go Blackhawks! And then Nicole says, LOL, watch hockey. It's better. Rich in Belgrade just says, facepalm. That's a good way to sum it up. Let's see. Right on, John. I wonder if Karen asked permission to use the photo of the painted youngster. It may be illegal. It looks like they grabbed a screenshot from the CBS TV feed of the game. So, but certainly lying about it and attacking a little kid in this way, could be some liability there, right? Let's see. What else we got here? I know we had some other great messages that came in. We do have phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. And then Attorney General Austin Knutson is coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. He'll be with us in studio here, kicking off the 9 o'clock hour. And then more open phones time after that as well. Here's one that came in from Tim in Savage. Tim in Savage was also responding, you know, after I had moved on from the Oakland Raiders, now the Las Vegas Raiders, after I had moved on from the team formerly known as the Oakland Raiders conversation, I then moved on to these nut jobs at the Oakland City Council. Anyway, Jonah Goldberg, that's where I actually saw this video clip that was shared by Yashar Ali. Jonah Goldberg said this: if there was a city council meeting at which right-wingers said anything remotely as evil, stupid, wrong, and indefensible as this, every single major media outlet would run it constantly, and every Republican politician would be asked to condemn it. Even if you think I'm wrong, most conservatives will agree with me in whole or in part. Refusal to condemn this sort of garbage is a poison pill for the center left. Yeah, why aren't all these Democrat office holders being asked about all of this open anti-Semitism amongst their base? About if there was like one right wing nut job who did something similar to this, or the stunt on the M above the Cat Grizz game, every Republican would be demanded to say something about it. Do you have a comment? Do you have a reaction? But no, never even an attempt at any sort of accountability like that when it comes to Democrat politicians and elected officials. Tim and Savage also weighing in on this leftist city council in Oakland, where they refused to condemn Hamas. And you heard speaker after speaker after left-wing speaker: you can't condemn Hamas. That's racist. They're terrorists. I mean, it's one thing to say if they had a council resolution to condemn all Palestinians, you could argue, okay, hey, all right, maybe most of them support the Hamas terrorists, but you can't say all of them are terrorists. So, yeah, maybe that's a little far. But straight up condemning the Hamas terrorists that slaughtered innocent babies, that slaughtered entire families in their homes, how do you defend that? Anyway, Tim and Savage says, as someone who has served on two different town councils, I'm always amazed that these leftist city councils waste time passing resolutions regarding world events. In addition to being off their rocker, they have no ability to stay in their lane. You're right, Tim. I remember, man, you know, like in the early days of the Iraq War, or I'm sorry, if you were in the Missoula City Council, it's Iraq, Iraq. You have to say Iraq. You can't say Iraq. If you're in the Missoula City Council, you know, you better pronounce it right. Remember, they would have these resolutions to end the war in Iraq. You know, coming out of the Missoula City Council, it's like, hey, why don't you fix the freaking potholes? Why don't you fix your traffic congestion? But no, instead, they're, you know, they were going to end the war in Iraq that continued on long after George W. Bush. But all of a sudden, when George W. Bush wasn't there anymore, they stopped with the foreign policy squabbles, and they gave Barack Obama a pass, which is par for the course, isn't it? Let's see. What's some other big news to get to here this morning? We've got to talk more about our southern border, the wide-open invasion of illegal aliens on our southern border. Let's see. First, though, I thought this was something we should share, especially, you know, we've got a lot of cattle ranchers listening to our show. And even if you're not a cattle rancher, boy, I'll tell you what, we love our Montana beef, don't we? So what do you think about the United Nations now telling those of us here in the West not to eat beef, not to eat meat, not to get that ideal protein in our diets? Victor Davis Hanson was on with Sean Hannity last night and was weighing in on this United Nations agency, which is telling those of us here in the West not to eat more meat.
I'm not either. Red meat and dairy are one of the richest sources of protein, calcium, B vitamins, vitamin D, magnesium. They're very healthy, and we know that. We knew, during the COVID epidemic, a lot of people felt that a high-protein meat diet was essential to restore and get a robust immune system. But what's behind this is this golden idea that climate change should govern all of our lives, man-made climate change that we can address through radical utopian bromides, whether it's banning gas stoves or getting rid of the ranch suburban house and putting us in high-rise, surrendering your car so you go on mass transit. And part of that is we can't have beef anymore because they feel that cattle contribute to global warming. But there's no evidence for any of this other than a dislike of the modern American middle-class lifestyle. And that's what it's about. And believe me, the bicoastal elites that dictate from on high are never subject to the consequences of their own ideology. We saw that with the recent picture of Kamala Harris and her gas stove. And the same thing can be true of fine meats. Same thing.
Yeah. Did you guys see that picture of Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, on Thanksgiving? Shared this photo of her and her husband, the nerdy white guy. They were standing next to a gas stove. So she wants to ban the Biden administration wants to ban gas stoves for the rest of us. And there she is, happily standing next to her own gas stove. Let's go to Bob in Billings. Bob, what's going on?
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of a question, and maybe you can present it to Austin when he's on, but it seems like there's a contradiction in what's going on with the Constitution, because matters of election are left to the states, and yet they've got this subsection of the 14th Amendment saying who can't run for office. So isn't that a contradiction?
And what's the example that you're using?
Well,
or what was in the news that I guess triggered this?
Well, this has kind of been constantly in the news, I guess, trying to keep Trump off the ballot.
Oh, sure. Okay.
But during the election, just after the election, there was a challenge to Philadelphia because they didn't follow their own constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument was put forward that Pennsylvania can do whatever Pennsylvania wants to do regarding the election. And yet, then they're coming in and saying who can and cannot be on the ballot, which is
all good points. So the Democrats that are mounting these legal challenges are contradicting themselves because, now that they're trying to get Trump removed from the ballot. So far, though, I think they've been rejected on almost every front, if I'm not mistaken, even by liberal judges that would love to get Trump removed from the ballot. All right, Bob, thanks for the call. We'll get to Al in Kalispell next as well.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
How long have I been saying America needs to get out of these globalist organizations. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, they're going to publish their so-called Global Food Systems Roadmap during the upcoming climate summit in Dubai. That's going to kick off, I guess, this Thursday and extend nearly 2 weeks until mid-December. But it's a first-of-its-kind document that's going to recommend that nations that overconsume meat to limit their consumption as part of a broader effort to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Let me just tell everybody, that is my diet. I am a high-protein, keto-friendly eater. If I don't have eggs and I don't have meat, I'm not going to eat.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Treat yourself to a gift that you will use and love every day with brand new custom window treatments from Blinds.com. Save up to 50% off everything during their Cyber Monday sale. Now, Blinds.com, they make it simple and easy to customize beautiful blinds and drapes and shutters. Now, they even have my favorite motorized shades. It's the coolest toy you'll get this year. Shop at Blinds.com for their Cyber Monday sale now and save up to 50% off site-wide, plus big doorbusters, up to 50% off everything at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
December 6th, the final GOP debate of the year is on News Nation, America's fastest-growing cable news network. SiriusXM's Megyn Kelly, News Nation's Elizabeth Vargas, and the Washington Free Beacon's Eliana Johnson moderate a live primetime event from the University of Alabama as the candidates make their case to America on the only network for all America. The News Nation Republican Primary Debate, live December 6th, 8 Eastern. To find News Nation on your TV, go to joinnn.com.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The property tax is one of the oldest taxes in history. The ancient Egyptians had the tax back in 5000 BC. After all, it survived because it delivers revenue that's stable and predictable. But in Montana, at least, those attributes are a lot less apparent than they used to be. There have been two related trends that have caused an upheaval in public attitudes towards this tax. The first is the stubborn unwillingness of faster-growing communities across Montana to build housing. Taken together with the second trend, the growing attractiveness of our state as a place to live and work, has caused housing prices to skyrocket and residential assessments to explode right along with them. Today, residential property accounts for 75% of the value of all property in Montana. 20 years ago, that fraction was 57%. Changes in prices have made Gallatin County's total property value to grow to become the largest in the state, now $250 million larger than Yellowstone County. I'm Patrick Berkey.
At WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at GrizzlyGoldAndSilver.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, we got a message from Rick in Kalispell here. Again, going back to this Kansas City Chiefs game and the little kid that got falsely attacked by these liberal media outlets, by the liberal media mob. Rick says this: Florida State are the Seminoles. When the tribe was asked how they felt about this, the answer was, fine with us as long as they keep winning. I mean, you can understand that, right? You know, hey, you can honor us, but you better honor us by winning this stinking game. That reminded me of, you know, the Cat Grizz game. Before the Cat Grizz game, my fellow University of Montana alumni, a couple of them were lecturing me, you keep calling it the Cat Grizz game. It's Grizz Cat. And I'm like, we never called it Grizz Cat. It's always been called the Cat Grizz game. I said, but then again, you know, back in the day, we didn't spend time focused on what we called the game. We spent a little more time focused on winning the game. So it's Grizz Cat. No, it isn't. Come on now. Come on now. 2940970, the number for you. Let's go. Hopefully we'll get another Cat Grizz game here for the semifinals. We'll see how this week works out, right? And then I think there's another week after that. Is there? Yeah, I can't remember. We'll let the sports guys update us on that one. Al in Kalispell, thanks for the call. What's going on?
Hey, just I wanted to say, what, build the wall. Build the wall. And to all our voters in November 24, our new election office is at the new DMV on North Main Street in the back.
Oh.
Kind of, you don't really see it from the street. But remember how you had encouraged people to early vote, not stand in line?
Yeah, I said
on
that
election day.
I said that several years ago, and some people are like, "Oh, we only want to vote on election day." I said, "Look, that's how the Democrats are turning out their vote. You may not like to do it, but you got to encourage others to do it."
Yeah, that's really, Aaron, thank you. That's great because, yeah, then they close the polls and there's 500 people standing online or they play their games, you know. But if you early vote at that new election office in the back of the new DMV here in Flathead County, Kalispell, North Main Street, Aaron, you were so spot on with that. You know, I do it now all the time.
Oh, all right. Well, good to hear. I hear there's more room in the DMVs now. I hear Attorney General Austin Knutson has made some changes, and it's shortened up the lines at some of these DMVs, by the way. Maybe we'll ask him about that coming up here in the 9 o'clock
sure.
hour. All right, Al, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. Build the wall. I was thinking about that earlier this morning. Did you see the national Christmas tree was toppled over by heavy winds on Washington, D.C.'s chilliest day since last winter? A great Twitter account to follow here in Montana is ChaosMT. Made this point. In Joe Biden's America, Christmas is officially canceled. How is the president going to secure the border if he can't even secure a 40-foot Norway spruce? The epitome of ineptitude. It really is symbolic, though, isn't it? I mean, this guy can't even secure a 40-foot Norway spruce. How's he going to secure the border? But Donald Trump made securing the border look so easy. Doesn't mean that it is easy. It just means Donald Trump made it look easy. Painful to see what's happening in this country, but, you know, that's kind of on a figurative sense. On a literal sense, some of you are dealing with joint pain. And you've been dealing with joint pain for so long that you just kind of, you just deal with it. You just have assumed there's no other option. Well, you've got an option now available. And so it's time to stop putting off that phone call to QC Kinetics. So QC Kinetics, they specialize in regenerative treatments. So if you've got that pain in those joints, what they do is they take the healing properties that are already in your body, put them directly into those achy joints. They get you moving again with lasting relief without the surgery, without the drugs, without the downtime. So give a call. You can get a free consultation today. Get your new year started right. Get that on the schedule. Call QC Kinetics 406-201-6263 for a free consultation. QC Kinetics 406-201-6263. Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson in the house right after this.